Okay. Miscellaneous staff report. And I'm not going to forget.
We'll see.
Christina, would you like to be the first to give a staff report? Thank you. Tim?
Nothing.
Gail?
On June 14th, Cicero will be holding our employee picnic. The board is...
June 4th.
What did I say?
It's June 4th.
Oh, June 4th.
June 4th?
I have June 4th and I said 14th. June 4th.
Darn it, I'm gone that weekend. I missed last year, too.
So you're encouraged to attend and you'll be receiving information. That's all I have.
Okay. Outside professionals.
Harvey?
I wanted to mention there's a bill that's working its way through the legislature. Now, forgive me, I can't remember the Senate bill that would make it very, very difficult for local agencies to contract, like we're talking about RFP, yeah, to contract with outsiders.
Yeah, it's a...
Candace, I don't remember the bill.
I don't remember the bill number, but it would affect...
But it would make you jump through an enormous number of hoops that are, you can't actually leap over before you could go out and hire an outside vendor to do something that arguably could otherwise be done by employees of your agency.
Right. It's AB or SB 1250, I think.
Is it 1250?
And, yeah, and it's
1628. I think it's AB 1628.
And then it's more, it had a different number.
It's the anti-coin bill or something like that. I don't remember what it is. But it's something that would seriously impact your ability to hire third-party service providers.
Yeah, it had its first hearing, I know, and there was a lot of opposition. I know League of Cities and others came out strongly opposed to the bill. I don't know.
Actually, it may be 1250. I was looking when it affected Public Works.
Yeah, in fact, Dan Bornstein ran an editorial shortly before the first hearing because the time had gotten onto that bill as well.
It seems to me that it's something that both SACRs and CSAC...
When CSAC is involved on, yeah. I'm quite sure CSAC has already weighed in. Yeah, it would... Yeah, you have to conduct a cost-benefit analysis prior to entering into a contract, and you would impose additional disclosure requirements for contracts exceeding, you know. Yeah. Well, now it's up to $5 million. It used to be $100,000, but now it's, so I guess they're trying to...
What you just did for an RFP in 3 minutes, it would take you 6 months to be able to prove all these things.
Yeah.
You said five.
Now they upped it. Originally it was $100,000. It looks like the bill has been amended to $5 million. So that would make it a little bit less onerous when you would have to do the cost benefit analysis, the additional disclosure requirements. But nevertheless, it would still.
Anyway, it may come up at the ledge meeting at SACRS next week. But worth keeping an eye on. It's an interesting piece of legislation. Thank you.
Trustees, any comments?
David.
Went to the Institutional Investor Public Funds Roundtable, and Tim was being very modest, but he won an award for Innovator of the Year.
Congratulations. Thought leader.
Huh?
Thought leadership.
Okay, for innovation. I'm sorry. Anyway, he was recognized, as was Jeff, for Rising Star, right? Okay. And that's nice.
We saw your picture.
Hey.
You sent the picture us.
And then I also attended the Wharton School on portfolio management and so forth. That was great. Now I understand what the efficient frontier is.
We're going to throw that out pretty soon. But
that was a great program, and I think everybody should. I don't know how many of the trustees have been to that, but
good. I assume you meant here, Wharton, not Wharton in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
No. Sorry?
Do you go to Philly?
You went to Philadelphia, right?
Philadelphia.
Yeah. Oh, you did go to Philadelphia. Yeah. Okay. They also have Wharton programs here.
Right.
Went to the first part.
Oh.
Part one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because there's another level to that that's even...
There's another one that's coming up in September.
Yeah, it's great.
That's
great
a manifest program. Destiny. That's a whole different section.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Okay. Any other trustee?
Well, I'm just, because I know you're all interested, we did have interviews with for the position of trustees for the Board of Supervisors representatives. Our internal operations meeting had those interviews this week, and we did, we are forwarding on to the full Board of Supervisors all four of the existing trustees, and then we are also adding into the mix Jay Kwan, who is the individual who is a Danville resident, works for City of San Jose's pension retirement system, who applied. Now, his background, he went to Stanford undergrad and has an MA in economics from Cal State Hayward and MBA in business from University of Oxford. And then the other person is a guy named Dennis Regal from, he was in Alamo. He has University of Chicago, or University of Cincinnati undergrad, and then an MBA from Harvard, and used to head up, he was a managing partner for Arthur Anderson. And so both very well qualified too. So it gives the Board of Supervisors, besides our existing trustees, some great options. So that's what happened. And because I know some of you are interested, Mr. Schneider did withdraw his nomination the day of the interviews. So he did not come in for interviews.
You had indicated earlier that you might be rotating out at some point. Where does that stand?
With me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not rotating out unless you know something I don't
know. No, I could have sworn.
I thought
you said a while back that there might be some
different assignments. Every year it's up to the board chair to make that determination,
right,
depending upon, I think this is a 3-year appointment. Mm-hmm. But right now I have not seen any of my fellow board members expressing a strong interest in jumping back in. Frankly, I think they like to avoid the political nature of this position, and then they say, oh, it's that Candace. She's the one that, you know, changed the assumed rate of return.
Candace, now you know how Jim Comey felt at his presentation yesterday.
There you go.
So, we understand you're no longer the director.
Yeah.
Really?
And originally, Candace's term was supposed to end in June 30th, 2017, but this past January, the Board of Supervisors did reappoint her.
Yeah, so I'm on board.
So her current term ends in 2020.
No, that was out of hope. Not
if you want someone else.
That you would still be here.
It's a huge, needless to say, it's a huge learning curve, and we love to keep trustees there as long as we can. But in June, the Board of Supervisors will be doing full interviews with the full Board of Supervisors and making that determination.
Okay.
Anything further? Seeing none. Oh, Jerry?
Shouldn't we have some acknowledgement, even though it's a little bit in advance of the final movement, as I understand it, about Christina's announcement?
So effective the 16th of this month, our very own Christina Dunn will be the deputy CEO for Sisera. Okay.
Congratulations.
Now, do you have any comments?
We did talk briefly. You have an old friend acquaintance who has passed away?
Yes, John Delcini passed away. He was on the list of members who passed away, I think, on March 30, anyway, and Debbie mentioned adjourning in his honor, and that would be a very nice gesture. And I'll pass that along to the family.
Great. That is in the form of a motion. Together with adjournment, I'll assume we have a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you.
There is lunch next door.
Thank you.
Oh.